Report, one dead, two injured after multiple Philadelphia homes collapse in explosion. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 29, 2025. Update, Reuters confirmed that the two deceased individuals were firefighters. One person was left dead and two others were left injured after multiple buildings in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, collapsed and exploded, according to the Philadelphia Fire Department, PFD. In a post on X, the city's fire department revealed that before 5 a.m., officials from the fire department responded to a report of an explosion and that there were two reported injuries and one reported fatality. Just before 5 a.m., we responded to an explosion on Bristol Street in Nicetown, the PFD wrote. This became an all-hands response. There are two reported injuries and sadly, one reported fatality. Daniel McCarty, the acting executive chief of the PFD, revealed that three row houses had exploded in on themselves, which resulted in a fire, according to NBC News. McCarty added that the fire department had located and transported two elderly females to local hospitals, one of which was critical, and one of which was stable. Per the outlet, the fire department later said that one person was killed in the explosion. Officials did not provide any details about the victim. There have been secondary collapses near the home believed to be the source of the primary explosion, McCarty said, adding that at least five row homes have been affected. Residents in roughly 10 surrounding homes were reportedly evacuated and directed to a nearby shelter, according to 6 ABC News. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker expressed that she was deeply saddened by the explosion that occurred and added that the tragedy remains under active investigation. I am deeply saddened by the explosion that happened earlier today in the Nicetown section of our city, Parker wrote in a post on X. One Philadelphian has died from her injuries. Two more individuals are being treated at a Temple Univ hospital. The victims, and every neighbor on Bristol Street and nearby, are in our prayers this evening.